Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Todd Dunwoody. Batting second, the shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting third, the right fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Derek Lee. Batting seventh, the DH, Ryan Jackson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Greg Zahn. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Craig Counsell. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, LeVon Hernandez. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second, the left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting third, the DH, Eric Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Smith. And now, play ball. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunwoody hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Renteria moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Renteria. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Renteria steals third. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile takes first base on ball 4. Coetzee moves to second. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Renteria scores. Coetzee moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Marlins. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Smith. Coetzee scores. Floyd moves to second. It's 2-0, Marlins. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a pop-up beyond second. Counsell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Counsell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gregson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Counsell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Counsell reaches second base with a double. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunwoody is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunwoody hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Counsell scores. It's 3-0, Marlins. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renteria is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Renteria hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunwoody moves to third. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Coetzee hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hernandez fires to first and picks off Anderson. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Zeile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zeile hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Floyd takes first base on ball 4. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Floyd. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Floyd steals second. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lee out. There goes Floyd. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Zahn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Counsell. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Counsell steals second. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Counsell moves to third. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunwoody is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dunwoody hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Counsell scores. It's 4-0, Marlins. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Marlins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Dunwoody settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Doug Johns now pitching. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coatse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coatse hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zeile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zeile moves to second. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Floyd reaches second base with a double. Zeile scores. It's 5-1, Marlins. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Floyd. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Floyd steals third. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Floyd. The slide. Hoyles applies the tag. Floyd is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive beyond first. Lee can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Zahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunwoody is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunwoody hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coetzee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Anderson scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Marlins. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Dunwoodie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Floyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Dunwoodie. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee fields the ball and throws to Hernandez covering. Safe. Surhoff scores. It's 5-3, Marlins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Palmeiro moves to second. Felix Heredia now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dunwoodie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Ryan Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zahn hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Counsell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Powell now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up beyond short. Renteria can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Chris Hoyles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Floyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.